T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, get your helmets on. Let's go.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area. It's the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores.
I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass.
Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan and the Fans High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. So let me tell you about today's show. Dave Keel, he's a friend of mine. He has been for a long time, and I have so much respect for him as a man and as a coach and as a leader of a program that when he stepped down and retired, I had breakfast with him. And I said, Dave, I want to do a show that we just kind of celebrate, you know, your career, and we'll have on some different players and coaches and stuff. And he said, no. I said, Dave, no. And I'm a sales guy, so I had a couple closes in my pocket. I said, what about, you know, here's the way I want to do it. And he said, no. I really appreciate it, Mike, but no, that's not me. I said, I know it's not you. What about this, Dave? And he said, no. And so now we just got done eating breakfast. I said, here's the deal, Dave. You either do this with me or I'm going to call your wife. And I'm going to let her know that, you know what? You said no. And he started laughing. He said, that's not fair, Mike. I said, I know, but I'll call Pam right now. And so I've convinced him to come on and allow us, and this show is packed, by the way, with guys that want to just say thank you to him, to say thank you for the time and the sweat equity and the love that he put in to that Homestead program. I want to talk to him because I think that this program is going to go down as one of the best high school football programs in the history of the state of Wisconsin. When you talk about, you know, a coach who had, I don't know, 292 wins, 807 winning percentage, 6 state championships, went to state finals 7 times. He won or shared the North Shore Conference 18 straight years. I don't know how you don't have 2 back-to-back bad classes, but Coach Keel figured it out, and he is going to be on the phone with us for the entire 2 hours as we have former players, former coaches, and some family members that are going to be joining us with us today for the entire 2 hours. Hey, Coach, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry I had to take out the I'm going to call your wife card.
Yeah, that was the convincing line there, Michael. You are a salesman, that's for darn sure, and I appreciate it. And Pam would have twisted my arm for sure. So thank you so much for all you do for high school sports in our state. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, the hardest guest that I've had to do was Pam. She's coming on to end the show at about 10 to 12, and she was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing this. I said, yes, you are. If I got your husband to come on, you're coming on. And she's gracious enough to say yes.
She's an outstanding retired school teacher of second through fourth graders and sometimes fifth grade, and when she does that, she's a superior, and this is a little bit outside her comfort zone. So, but she's excited to be talking a little bit later.
Well, our first guest, and rightfully so, I am a big fan of our first guest, and I can tell you that when I talked to him earlier in the week, I didn't realize that he's no longer down in Clark County School District in Georgia, but he's now back in this area, and he is an educational consultant. And he is a guy, Dr. DeMond Means, that I didn't know he was one of your football coaches. I know that he was a superintendent in Mequon, and all the things he has done and his beliefs in education. And I've lived in the city of Milwaukee my entire life, and I've been a fan of his for a really long time. And I think he's right spot on with some of his ideas on education. But we're going to talk more about coaching high school football. Dr. Means, thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, so let's talk about those days. And I have to say thank you for something. I got a hold of Demetrius Johnson. And he said, that's really not me. And I said, oh, no. I said, you're either going to do this Coach Means said he's going to fly to Arizona and make you run. And he burst out laughing. He said, well, I don't want to run, so I'll come on that show. And he's going to join us at 11 o'clock. Hey, we are talking about the career of Coach Keel and celebrating, again, what I think, Dr. Means, is one of the best programs in the history of our state of Wisconsin. You were part of that program in two different areas. One is as a coach, and one is the superintendent of that school district. Can we talk a little bit, first of all, of your days as being a defensive line coach for Dave Keel, and what some of the things that you learned under him as a coach?
Is Dave on the line?
He is. Say hi to Coach Keel.
How you doing?
Hey, Coach. How you doing, Coach?
Oh, it's great to hear from you, my friend. I'm doing well. Thank you, Dr. Means.
Good hearing from you. Well, I guess I just have Dave approached me when I was still student teaching at Homestead to join their varsity coaching staff, and I was honored because when I was still working in college, I coached at Shorewood High School, and I just assumed that my record at Shorewood would have eliminated me from coaching at Homestead, but he offered it to me anyway, and I appreciate that offer. It was it all came home for me because you mentioned Pam. Pam was my first grade teacher when she was Miss Qualley. It all came in the right place for me. I formed a lifelong friendship with the defensive coordinator, Matt Oswald, who was there at the time. But I have a funny story about Dave when I was coaching. During those days, those were the early days, we were still wearing maroon jerseys. And Dave said, well, why don't you drive the defensive line to the Menominee Falls football game? Now, you mentioned earlier, I'm a city kid, so I was just eager to please the coaching staff, so I drove our defensive line, and Dave can attest to this. They were good. they were
really good.
They were the base of our team, weren't they, Dave?
Oh my gosh, those four dudes! I can still remember them like it was yesterday.
Chris Allen, Scott Helms, who I think is an AD at Harper now, and Monty Love. So yeah. I had some valuable cargo. I think I had to be at least an hour late for pregame. And it was a big game against the Falls. Dave couldn't look at me. He had to walk away. And I told Matt Oswald, I said, I'll get them ready. Don't worry. We had a good time on the van. We'll be ready. They played very well at the end of the game. Dave said, well, if you got to be an hour late again, just let me know. But if they're going to play like that, you can do whatever you need to do. But I'll never forget that he was he was always a good teacher on the field. He allowed our coaching staff to take risks. I remember the risk that he allowed me to weigh in on when Demetrius was a sophomore. I went to Dave and the rest of the staff. I said, I think this kid is ready to play varsity. And Dave said, running back, he's going to take a lot of hits. I don't know if I want him to do that. And I said, well, trust me. I think he's going to avoid some hits. And I think that kind of worked out for the program. It was, right. I mean, Demetrius is, and he's doing good work down in Arizona now, but it, you know, that was I really enjoyed my days coaching. It allowed me to make some nice relationships with kids and coaches and teachers. And I think that carried on for me when I became a superintendent, because I realized that as the fall season goes, so goes the school year. And when Dave would make those deep runs into the playoffs, you start the school year, you blink, and it's November. And it makes a difference to a school community. When I say school community, I mean K-12. It impacts things. It impacts culture. And, you know, when you consider there are young people who are in the band and cheerleading team and dance team and families who come out, and they make it their Friday night event to come and watch a Homestead football game, it's made a difference to that community. And you talked about the sweat equity. It was put in by a lot of people, but I know Dave led the charge on that front.
Hey Dr. Beads, I'm going to pivot us a little bit, because being the superintendent then out in that school district, when you talk to Dave Keel about why the success, he immediately brings up servant leadership. And he brings that up very quickly and says, look, this is the reason for this success. The seniors, they serve the juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, and we do that because we think it's important to teach these young men what it's going to be like to be husbands and fathers and as they grow and mature. And as a superintendent for that school district, that must have been impressive for you to see that in place.
Mequon Thames was a special place because we have great families and good kids. And, I always felt there was a sense of responsibility. And I think Dave instilled that in our coaching staff. And it was really neat to watch how that evolved when I came back to superintendent, first assistant superintendent, and then superintendent. That evolved, and that sense of responsibility even grew. And you're right, it was about serving leadership. And he took a group of kids who were already coming from fine homes and a great foundation, and he made it even better for those kids. There's a sense of responsibility. I don't care if you are a first-grade teacher in that district or the head football coach or the superintendent. You have a sense of responsibility because you know you have some of the best families and kids around, and you want to see growth. And you want to see growth academically. And Dave emphasized that he wanted to see growth from our young student-athletes, not only athletically, but also from a character standpoint. And that makes a difference when it's fourth and
huge.
One, and you need to get a first down or you need to get a stop. Character is not about athleticism sometimes. It's about character most of the time, and I think that was instilled in the program.
Hey, Doctor, you don't walk away with 292 wins, 18 straight conference championships, six state championships without that. Dr. Beads, thank you so much for your time.
Hey,
I wanted to go ahead.
Can I just real quick, two quick
yes.
things with Dr. Means?
Sure.
After our 99 championship, he was a principal, I believe, in Glendale, Maple Hills. And the first letter I got from somebody was from him congratulating us on that. And he'd help us set the tone for our success. And then secondly, the servant leadership, Chris Allen is a pharmacist, Monte Love, a successful businessman, Dashi Marshall, a stock broker, a consultant, family planner, and of course, Scott Helms is an athletic director. So those guys, Dr. Means had a huge impact upon, and they're all successful thanks to the work Dr. Means put in with those young men.
Man, that's awesome. Dr. Means, and I'm sorry.
My personal lawyer is also a former Homestead football player.
So. Oh, boy.
I'll end on this note, Dave. Tim Kincaid still believes he's the best middle linebacker you ever coached.
How about that?
And he might be.
I'm glad you're back in the area, DeMond. I just didn't realize that.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that, Dr. Means, I'm hoping that that this is where you stay. Because we can use your help. And I've been a city Milwaukee guy my entire life, grandfather of four, still live in the city of Milwaukee. And that is my hope, is that we figure out a way to keep you here, plant you here for as long as possible. And thank you so much for coming on this show.
Dave, congratulations. Please say hello to Pam for me.
I will do that, DeMond. Thank you, and great to talk to you, my friend.
We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Andy Renicki is going to join us for a few minutes, and then Jeff Johnson. We'll have two guests on the other side. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern, who's celebrating alongside Dave Keel. And this is going to, hey, Coach, this is going to be a very busy, busy show. I've never had this many guests on a two-hour show. And if you saw the text messages I got after I put out a Facebook post last night about people saying, hey, what about me? Hey, can I come on? Coach, it has been unbelievable to me the response that I've gotten. Our next guest is Andy Reneke. Man, I like this guy. I talked to him for quite a while. Quarterback, punter, kicker, defensive back from the 1996 to 1999. First of eight of the Reneke family members that you coached. And I know that he played varsity for 4 years, and he is very humble to come on and say thank you. Andy, how you doing?
I'm very good, Mike. Thanks for facilitating a super show today. Coach
Joe, yeah, oh, thank you. Yeah, good, I really appreciate it. Hey, Andy, you know, when we talked, you said, hey, look, I still think of a lot of things that we talked about, that Coach Keel talked about when I was in that locker room. He had a big impact on your life.
Absolutely, and I'm humbled and I'm honored to speak with both of you. Great job, Coach Keel, on a super career. I'm a little sad, Mike, that I'm part of that first group because I was one of those seniors and we're now 20 years removed, so I'm starting to feel a little old, actually.
You're not any older, son.
No, really, hey, Mike. Coach Keel in the locker room, he was always an optimist. He was always our encourager. And you said it before, servant leader, without a doubt, a role model. And great to hear Coach Means, too, reference Pam. I know that she's the backbone of Coach Keel, and he demonstrated love for his that we saw as well as teammates. You know, Coach, you really did build a championship family around you with Pam and Jason and Amy. And I think those of us in the program felt part of that foundation, part of that family. So thank you for always including us as part of your bigger family.
Without a doubt, Andy. It was an honor still to every one of the Renekes. I can recall when you had some struggles senior year in basketball and you said, there's no way I'm ever quitting anything because if the first Reneke quits the sport, that just sets the table for the rest, and I'm going to be the leader of the Reneke clan coming through the high school, and you did that incredibly well. And,
you know, hey, if the three Andy, of us sat around, we could tell stories for 2 hours.
100%. Hey, Andy, when we talked, you said, look, I know that Coach Keel was the varsity football coach, but in reality, and I took some notes, you said he coached a community-wide football program. And I think that really says something about a man that goes into the community and says, okay, we're all going to be in this together as one.
Oh, absolutely. Our youth program was the Cardinal football program. And, you know, Coach, by title, was the varsity coach, but he coached the community. The younger kids looked up to the high school players. For example, we would play our games on Friday night. We were back in the high school weight room and the track and watching film Saturday morning early. Those kids were playing their games out on the field with us running sprints around on the track. So Coach Keel was already setting his pipeline up for success with those younger generations looking on. And, you know, it's interesting, too, Demetrius Johnson, I happened to chat with him a week or so ago, and he and I both agreed. We had our senior year championship won in eighth grade because of that same offense. We had that continuity down 5 years prior, and that's all thanks to Coach. He had that foresight to have a great program in place for us to benefit from.
Man, Andy, I can't thank you enough for your time today and coming on and representing, you know, you and your family and just being a good ambassador for Coach Keel and Homestead football. And the conversations that you and I had on the phone, I said, boy, I wish I could get you on for a half hour because the love that you have for Coach Keel and Pam and that program and what they set you up for. And thank you so much for a few minutes.
Hey, Mike, Andy's grandfather was my first supervisor at Homestead as a teacher. And Don Reneke, his grandpa, was an incredible man to work with and work for. Set the table for the entire Reneke clan coming through the high school. I remember after Andy graduated, I sent him a letter. And believe it or not, at the same time I put that letter in the mail, he sent me a letter. I said, it's not going to be the same without you. He said, boy, am I going to miss this. He's just a phenomenal young man. And thanks to his grandpa and the entire Reneke clan, grandpa and grandma, entire Reneke clan.
Man, that's awesome. Well, Andy, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And stay in touch, man. I look forward to meeting you in person one day.
Mike, I really appreciate it. Coach Keel, thank you for a great career. And I'm truly just humbled to have been a part of it. So I wish you all the best in your post-coaching years, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Andy. It was an honor, and just going to miss people like you. That's for darn sure.
That is Andy Reneke. Hey, Dave, when you get a chance to talk to guys like Andy, and we're going to reach out right now to Jeff Johnson, but when you get a chance to talk to guys like this and you know, the conversations I've had with each one of our guests, you know, they talk about specific things. For Andy, it was, I knew when we were running those sprints on Saturday morning what Coach Q was doing. He had those young kids watching us. They watched us play Friday night. Now they're watching us here Saturday morning. And not only are we running sprints, but we're watching them play as well. And that's what he had in mind with that.
Yeah, we were hopefully trying to set the table, and Andy and his teammates did a phenomenal job doing that, Mike.
Man. Hey, our next guest, he is Jeff Johnson, quarterback from the 90-91 season, and I had a chance to talk to Jeff for a while, too, and boy, I really appreciate a couple of minutes of your time, Jeff. You know, Coach Keel was most difficult, I think, on his quarterbacks, don't you think?
Well, good morning, everyone. How are we doing, Coach?
Good morning, Jeff. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Good. I guess that's kind of a loaded question there, Mike.
Jeff, he can't make you run.
Well, running was not the strong suit of my skill set. I was a better thrower than a runner.
Hey, let's talk about those days that, you know, the Friday night that, you know, 2 hours before game time, the lights go on and you guys get to the locker room and just you know, what you were feeling and how much you missed being part of that program?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I can think back to those days and the nights, those were the best. You know, it was preparation. It was all the discipline, all the hard work that led up to the game plan. And under coach's leadership, you know, we always felt like we were ready to take on anybody. But, yeah, it was always an adrenaline rush. And, you know, we were blessed to have great success under Coach Keel. You know, we won conference in 91. But really, you know, those moments were just a piece of the bigger picture. You know, the foundation that Coach was able to set for the program. You know, his first season wasn't his best record. That was my sophomore year, I believe. And as you could just feel it, though, once that year passed, you could feel something special was happening. We couldn't really see it at the time, but you could feel it. And the coaching staff that he surrounded himself with, you know, we had a great team chaplain, which helped us in our spiritual side of things, Pastor Fryer. So the team managers, you know, the whole picture just led up to those special Friday nights under the lights, you know, so it was always fun.
Hey, Jeff, when we talked to you, you said kind of what you said earlier, look, I wasn't the best running quarterback, but I could spin it a little bit. I could throw a little bit. And when I talked to Coach Keel, he said, yeah, this, you know what, he commanded that huddle the years he was there. And you kind of knew that he was going to be a success with whatever he was going to do with his life. And Dave, when I tell guys like Jeff that you're toughest on your quarterbacks, and they're still going, hold on, I don't want to say anything about that because he still has that, hey, he can't make me get in the weight room or get on the field and run anymore. But you have a lot of respect for Jeff Johnson as a football player and how tough he was.
Let me tell you about Jeff. We're playing Whitefish Bay in the mud at the high school, and tough game. They're a good team. And final score 12-6, and we scored two touchdowns in the mud, and guess who scored both touchdowns? That would be our quarterback, Jeff Johnson, on QB bootlegs. he comes into the locker room afterwards, and we thought he had a broken arm. It was just kind of hanging there. And we're like, no! And it turned out not to be in, so he was okay. But and he was a leader amongst leaders, and he was just, and still is, a great community man and a successful father and husband, and somebody that I'm incredibly proud of all the things he's accomplished, like Andy, after leaving our program.
Hey, Jeff, last question.
Those words.
Hey, Jeff, last question before we let you go. Does any of this surprise you that Dave and Homestead has had as much success? There's no surprises to you guys that were part of that program that this program has continued. You know, they've changed out players obviously every year. There's coaches that come and go, but the constant has been Dave Keel. And it doesn't seem like any guy that I've talked to has had any surprise that this thing has happened.
No, absolutely. I mean, I actually jotted a few notes down just because this was very important. And then, like the other gentleman before me stated, very humble to be selected to be on this call today. Servant leadership, you know, I was blessed to have a mentor that lived that. He didn't have to teach me with words how to be a good servant leader. That's something that's carried through with me today. You learn through the actions of others in a lot of cases. So, you know, so fortunate to be a part of this. I heard a thank you to Mrs. Pam Keel. You know, she allowed this to happen. I'm not going to say allowed. She supported and loved
yes.
Coach through all these years and gave him the opportunity to go out and impact the lives of thousands of young adults as well as other adults that he came across throughout all these different experiences using his platform to, you know, help people become the best version of themselves. That's truly what did everything.
Hey, Jeff, I have a saying that I use a lot because I was a basketball coach for a long time. I believe there's a special place in heaven for coaches' wives. And I've got a feeling that Pam Keel's going to be in that area, and she's going to be holding court saying, man, my husband was gone a ton, and then all of a sudden he came back and he stopped coaching. And I had to get him going out and getting some hobbies because I didn't know what it was going to be like to hang out with him nonstop all year long. So, I agree with you, Jeff, and I just really appreciate your willingness to come on. There hasn't been anybody that said anything but, man, yes, for sure, how much time and what time do you need me? So, Jeff Johnson, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. It's been good to meet you, and I look forward to meeting you as well,
Mike.
In person.
Great.
Hey, thanks, Jeff, and my best
coach.
To your family. Yep.
Thank you.
You bet,
Coach, thanks for all the memories and all the great leadership. Truly honored to be a part of the whole history here.
Wouldn't
trade
it for anything, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, Dave, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we've got Joel Beard, then Jake Davis and John Bonner will get us up to the top of the hour. Joel Beard, who's the athletic director out at Beloit Memorial. Jake Davis, head football coach over at Germantown. He played for you and coached against you. And then my son-in-law, John Bonner, said, man, can I please just thank Coach Keel for a few minutes? And that's who we'll have on the next two segments. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Well, welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented, as always, by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. On the other line is Dave Keel. And we are celebrating the career that Dave had at Homestead. And Dave, I'm not kidding when I said, look, I put this out on Facebook and my phone started blowing up. And one of the guys that sent me a text was Doug James. And Doug's son's... played at Whitefish Bay. Andrew played offensive line. His son, I coached Kevin in basketball, but he was basketball guy. His daughter, Gracie, was a really good athlete at Bay. And he sent me a text. He said, look, I got to just tell you one quick story. I went to a wrestling match at JV one, of all things, over at Homestead. And I walked in and I saw Coach Keel there, and he was like working the table. And he kind of looked at me. I looked at him. I said, what are you doing here? And he said, you know what, we coaches here, we support other sports because we want our kids here to be multi-sport athletes. And he went on to tell me a little bit about some of the things you talked about. He said, look, I've had so much respect for Coach Keel for a long time, but that conversation that he had with me, I often think about it, and I had so much respect for a guy saying, look, I'll work the wrestling matches because Ernie will help me work the football games. And I just love that. And that was a big part of your mindset at Homestead.
We wanted our kids to be involved in lots of different sports. Andy was a force, Andy Renicki, a four-sport athlete. Jeff Johnson was also an outstanding basketball player. Our next guest, Joel, great football and basketball player. In fact, he played for Bull Ryan at Platteville, got a national championship, I think. So, I mean, that's one of the things we really strongly emphasize. You get involved with other sports. We don't have all the answers in football. Learn from other great coaches and become a well-rounded young person, and that'll be the best for you and for your family and for our school. So we always strongly encourage that.
Well, as you talked about our next guest, and he's the athletic director at Beloit Memorial. I don't know how he's from this area, how we let him get away and go up to Beloit. I hear nothing but really, really good things about this man. And another quarterback. How many quarterbacks do you have over there at Homestead, Coach? My goodness. It seems like we have a couple. And Joel Beard, I got to tell you, we had Jeff Johnson on, who was a quarterback in 1991. And I said, hey, Dave Keel was toughest on his quarterbacks. And Jeff Johnson didn't even want to say yes, he was, because I think he's afraid that coaches can get him back on the track to make him run laps or something. Our next guest is Joel Beard. Again, he is the athletic director at Beloit Memorial High School. Hey, Joel, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing, Coach? How you doing?
Hey, Joel, I'm outstanding. It's awesome to talk to you, my friend, man alive. I'm doing well. You too, I guess?
Oh, yeah, doing well.
Good.
Doing well. Thanks
good.
For having me on. I'm truly humbled by being on the show and having a chance to say a few words about Coach Keel.
Hey, Joel, when I talked to him, we talked for quite a while the other day on the phone, and you said, look, this is a guy who had a big impact on my life and all my friends and all the players. When you think about your days playing at Homestead, can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you learned that maybe you didn't know you were learning back then, but now that you're a grown man that you understand some of the things that they were teaching you?
Well, you know, it's funny that as I'm getting older, and it seems like my days at Homestead were a long time ago, but what I carry over as being athletic director at Beloit Memorial are very similar to what Coach Keel taught us at a very young age. I didn't know it then, but servant leadership is where it's at, and I try to do that for our coaches and our student athletes here. And that's a direct tribute to Coach Keel and what he instilled in us as a program and as young men moving forward in our lives. And I truly appreciate that, Coach. I didn't get a chance to play my senior year for Coach Keel. I tore up my knee, and it was devastating because I lost my whole senior year. But it was Coach Keel that really helped me get through that period. Not a whole lot of people, not especially football coaches, head coaches, will let a senior put headsets on for the football games and kept me involved. And to be honest with you, I went on to be a college football coach, and it's really because of that moment right there. So I appreciate that, Coach, and wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I think you maybe probably suggested half the plays. The reason we had a successful year was you were up there telling me what to call, which was greatly appreciated on my end for sure.
I got a story about that year, too, because Coach Means brought up the Menominee Falls game.
Yeah.
And that was my senior year, I believe. And, Coach, I don't remember if I asked you to speak to the team or if you asked me to speak to the team, but it doesn't really matter. But I've never told you this, but when I spoke to him, I said someone from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel came up to me and asked why wasn't I playing and all those types of things. And I told him I hurt my knee against Hartford and I'll be out for the rest of the year. And he said, well, then there's really no reason for me to be here because they have no chance of winning without you. And I kind of told the team that was a lie. That wasn't exactly how that conversation. But that's what I told our teammates. I think we won that game 9-0, and our defense played awesome that game. You know, so I had some good friends on that, Monte Love and Scott Helms and Dachi and Chris, those guys were big time, and they carried us that game.
Hey, they sure did. They did the whole season. Yeah, we had defense after the knee injury.
Hey, Joel, so you come on live on the radio and say, okay, let me tell you, this is that really didn't happen. You know, getting watching the Michael Jordan, you know, all episodes when he would say some things in his head or tell people, you know, that guy called me Mike and not Michael, so I'm going to get 40 on him next time. And then he starts laughing. He goes, well, that really never happened. I think that's hysterical. Well, you know what?
Joel, after the game, Mike, I said, Joel, did that really happen? He left me, coach. No way.
No way. But I remember hey, that. You know what? That was that's beautiful. Well, that's his first job as a coach, right there, to get those boys fired up and figure out how to do it. I love that. Hey, Joel, are you enjoying your time as the athletic director at Beloit Memorial? You like that community? I got to figure out, after talking to you for an hour the other day, I'd love to get you back closer to home, man.
Oh yeah, you know what? We have a great community down here, and it's a pretty tight knit community, and I love it. You know, and I'm getting a chance to learn how to become a better athletic director. And again, I'm gonna go back to Coach Keel. If I could get to that level, I think I could be pretty solid. But I got a long way to go to get to a level of Coach Keel and what he's done at Homestead football. And but I do love it. But I would love a chance to come back if there's an opportunity to get back in the Milwaukee area and try to move our family.
Get your family's still in town, right?
Absolutely. They're still there. And they might even be listening right now because Coach K, another
they
thing,
live
Coach
about a quarter mile from
my family.
What's that, Joel?
I said, you're really close to with my family. And
that's awesome.
My mom and dad still talk about you and wonder how you're doing. I know they appreciate what you've done for me and what you've done for our family. So I'm going to say thank you on behalf
Joel's
of them.
Mom. Joel's mother was our assistant principal for a number of years, and she's a supervisor also. Just a phenomenal woman, just a great leader in our school. And she took no baloney from anybody, and she ruled with an iron fist and did a great job. And the kids loved her. The staff loved her. She's just a phenomenal leader in our building. And man alive, thought the absolute world of her. Just, man, what a great lady.
Hey, and we're going to, Joel, we're going to get to a break, but it's interesting that so far everybody we've had on, and I said it that first segment, Dave, but everybody has said servant leadership right away. Hey, let me tell you what I learned. Let me tell you not so much what he said, but how he did things and then watched him as a man and how he did it. And Dave, I just think that is as big a compliment to you and your family and what you've done at Homestead that anything anybody can talk about, and at least in my eyes. Man, Joel Beard, I really appreciate your time and your willingness to come on. And I look forward to meeting you in person. I've got your phone now, Joel. So when I need an athletic director, I'm going to call you. You're going to get sick and tired of hearing from me, pal.
Anytime, Mike, anytime. If you got a second, I would like to say, though, even though he's serving leadership and he was a great for the community, Coach Keel is a pretty dang good football coach too. You know, I spent a few years at Nicolet, and watching them on film, getting ready to play Homestead, that's a tough chore. So, I mean, I know he had his finger on in a lot of things, but he's a great football coach and great
man. No doubt.
So that goes along with it too, along with the servant leadership, and it just a great career coach. Congratulations.
Joel,
and I look forward to playing golf with you.
You and me, exactly. I'm going to be working on that, that's for sure.
Yeah, you better give him nine shots a round or something. Nine shots a side is what you should be. I'm just kidding. Joel Beard, thank you so much. We're going to get to a break. Jake Davis, head football coach at Germantown, is going to join us. And then John Bonner, who was on Dave's staff the last couple of years. He's my son-in-law. We're going to get him on right after Jake Davis on the other side of the break. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern, and this has been a really good show so far. Coach Keel, thank you again for allowing us to do this.
Thank you.
Joel Beard and Jeff Johnson and Andy Reneke and Dr. Means, man, What a great first four guests. And those guys, I don't know in person, but I got a chance to talk to our next two guests I know. One of them really well. This next one pretty well. And I'm a big fan of Jake Davis. And I doing the Thursday night games when we would do the Homestead Germantown game, Jake was like, look, this one's hard for me, man. I love that program. I played for that man. I have so much respect for him. I want to beat him tonight. I want to get him tonight. And Jake was the first guy I called. I said, Jake, I'm thinking about asking Coach Keel to do this. If I do this, will you come on? He said, well, good luck getting him to let you do this, because I didn't tell him about it. I'm calling your wife line. Coach, head coach at Germantown, Jake Davis. Hey, Coach, thanks a lot for a couple minutes of your time. How you doing?
Oh, great. Not a problem. Glad to be here. Coach Keel, congratulations on your retirement.
Oh, Jake, sure do appreciate it. Thank you. It's special just hearing from guys like you. And actually got to coach with Jake's father back in the day.
Yeah,
man. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jake, did you know when you were playing for Coach Keel that one day, did you think one day, look, I'm going to be a coach? And did you think about some of the things that he was teaching and how he was going about it and getting practices together? Were you putting that in the back of your mind thinking, okay, when I become a coach, I'm going to do that? Or at that age, are you just thinking about playing?
Well, I had always wanted to be a teacher coach growing up. So I had always been thinking about those things. It's funny you mentioned that. I was thinking about a story from a while back. I don't know if Coach Q remembers this, but we were actually playing Milwaukee Lutheran as I think it was a sophomore, as a young kid. We were playing, and I remember, no, it was my junior year, but we were playing, and I remember suggesting a play call, and he was kind of like, I don't think so. I'm like, let's do it. He's like, great, go ahead, run it. And I remember going and kind of calling that play and watching it get stuffed. And then I remember that I try not to call and play it to the player anymore. He kind of looked at me like, see, I'm the coach, you're the player. So I remember learning a lesson then for sure. So that was my first experience as a player learning what a coach actually does there. So that was kind of that was one of those moments right there you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't remember that one, Jake. That is hilarious.
Hey, Dave, Jake Davis is not only, you know, a player and a coach, but, you know, he's been a really good friend to your families and to your son,
absolutely,
Jason, who we're going to have on later in the show. And hey, Jake, to be friends with Jason and to have, you know, his dad be the coach, we're going to ask him about this. He was put in a difficult position, but when I talked to him, he said, man, I loved every single minute of it. And Jake and I were really good friends back then, and we're still really good friends. You know, the guys that we become friends with on teams that we play in high school, we continue to be friends with for a really long time, and that certainly is the case there.
Absolutely. It was a really unique experience, and that's why, you know, it's more than just a player coach relationship Coach Keel and I have. You know, we do see the different aspect of it, the family side of it, so which is why I'm super excited for you and your retirement, Coach, because I know how much family means to you too that way, and you get to spend the time there. But it was a very unique relationship that way, growing up, you know, seeing the different side of it, seeing the home side, because I would actually, you know, be over there, you know, just as the friend of the son kind of thing,
rather, right?
The player at my coach's house. So
there's extra pressure on Coach's kid and Coach's kid's friends, and I can tell you, Mike, Jake, those guys never ever came close to let me down. Jason or his buddies, Jake and Victor and the rest of them, they were all fantastic students, athletes, and citizens. Man, it was an honor to be around them. There's no doubt about it.
Jake, you know what? We're gonna have to cut you loose quick, but I can tell you this, that I went and listened to you at one of Tony Resch's Raising the Stakes fundraising, and as you spoke about servant leadership, and I sat next to Dave and you know what? He was so proud, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house, and you did a great job. And you went back and said, look, this is where I learned it. You know, I was 15, 16 years old. And Jake, I appreciate you being such a good ambassador and the amount of love and respect that you have for Coach Keel.
So proud of Jake. Mike, I got a quick story for you. Just take 10 seconds.
That's all right.
State championship game, second quarter, Jake comes to the huddle and says to the QB, says, Andy says, I think I broke my thumb. QB says, yeah, what would you like me to do about that? So Jake played 2.5 quarters with a broken thumb. He forgot to tell me, forgot to tell the doctor, forgot to tell the trainer, had surgery when the season was over and became a state champion playing 2.5 quarters with a gall darn broken thumb on his snapping hand. And that's the kind of guy he is. And he's a great ambassador, great leader of the Germantown program. man, I'm so proud of him.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because Jake Davis is a tough dude. Jake, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time. I really appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you. Appreciate it again. Enjoy your retirement, and we'll talk, I'm sure. But thank you for all you've done.
We'll be in touch.
You got it.
You bet.
All right. You know, Dave, there's a chance he may call you to ask you to go out and scout a game or two or break down some film. You know what? If Pam thinks you're just going to be hanging out, I'm going to tell her at 11:50 that might not be the case. Hey, our next guest, and one of the reasons that I wanted to meet you for breakfast was to say thank you for having my son-in-law on your staff. And as I told you at when we had breakfast, you know, John Bonner he's a really good son-in-law. He's a great husband and a great father, and he loves my daughter. He treats and with my grandsons, he's always around him and teaching them lessons, and he's a really good guy. And you know, he was with two other programs, and both of those coaches, I don't know if either one could pick him out of the lineup, to be honest with you. And then he gets on your staff, and him and I had a lot. He was living kitty corner for me at the time, and he said, okay, now I understand what it's like to be truly part of a staff, and Coach Keel makes me feel like, you know, I'm a big part of this. And he, I tell you, we had more conversations about you and your coaching philosophy and how you handled stuff. And that I said, John, I'd love for you to come on and just spend a few minutes with us to say thank you to Coach Keel. And we're now joined by, again, my son-in-law. And he is a better father and a better husband than he was a coach. I got to tell you that. And he was a pretty good coach, Dave Keel. And he's joining us. Go ahead.
He is absolutely a very good coach. He gets to know the players well, and he does a phenomenal job. He's been very, very instrumental in our success the past number of years. First as JV, then varsity coach. I mean, he's a special man.
Hey, John, thanks a lot for a couple of minutes of your time. Can I ask you, when you found out that Dave retired, first couple things that went through your head? I know we had the conversation, and I can just tell you that the amount of respect that you have for him and the program you ran.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
We're doing well, John. Thank you.
Good to hear. I was actually a little shocked, you know, because I was kind of looking forward to working with him one last year. And, I was a little shocked. I got a text message. I don't hang out on social media all the time, sometimes, not all the time, and I got a text from a friend of mine, and he's like, hey, did you hear this? And I was like, no. So I was a little shocked, but it's you know, a lot of emotions. And you know, Dave's kind of a, you know, and I don't mean to, I guess, put you in an age bracket, but you're kind of like a father figure, you know. And so it's one of those things where you know, someone that you look up to, someone that you know, maybe not fully directly mentor, but I mean mentor in the football realm, and you know, things that he's done I've watched and observed and implemented in my own life. So I was a little shocked, but I'm really happy. I mean, I'm happy that you know, all the success that you've had, and I was able to kind of ride on the coattails a little bit towards the end of it. So that kind of shock turned into joy for you. So I'm you know, really excited that you're taking this step.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate it. It's been an honor to have you on staff the last 2 years, and I hear nothing but great reports from the folks over at Lakeshore, the job you're doing in the classroom, and I think you probably owe most of it to your father-in-law.
100%. You know, he outkicked his coverage, man. He would be, you know, he'd still be living in some apartment with four other guys looking for a date somewhere. And if it wasn't for his father-in-law being able to land such a beautiful girl as my daughter, Katie Bonner, you lucked out. You outkicked your coverage, pal.
Yeah, no doubt. And good thing that he
welcome to the club. So did Mike and I.
So did, yeah, no doubt. And thank goodness she likes football. I've got to be honest. Hey, John, the amount of love that you have for Coach Keel and that Homestead program, again, we've had that conversation. And the things you learned about servant leadership and being a leader of men coming from Coach Keel that we've had conversations with over the years is just incredible. And I know that you really have a true respect and love for Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, and that whole theme of servant leadership, I do, you know, I have a funny story about that. Not only, I mean, on a real sense, you know, Dave, obviously, you know, he's, you know, the first to sacrifice himself and, you know, put others first and things like that. But one of the funniest things that I could remember about that with servant leadership is there's a guy that helps out. He's our ball boy, and Andrew. And, yeah. You know, this past year I took on the responsibility of taking him home after football games. And, you know, it's just Andrew and I have a special relationship, and I got to know him a little bit more this past year by taking him home. Well, one game, I don't even remember which game it was, but I just got caught up in, you know, cleaning stuff up, taking some, you know, jerseys to the laundry room, talking with some of the guys. And, you know, we went over to Remington's afterwards, and it's probably 45 minutes, and all of a sudden Dave shows up, and he says to me, "Hey, how did it go dropping Andrew off?" And my mind just went blank. My jaw dropped. I was like, "Oh, my gosh, I forgot about Andrew." And he's like, "Don't worry about it. I took care of it." You know, he's like, I took care of Andrew. I took him home. And, you know, and so it's like one of those things where it's, you know, even in one of your weakest moments where you kind of slip up and forget, someone's depending on you, Dave was there. And, you know, he was able to take him home and didn't even complain about it and things like that. So that's who you are. And I know I've only known you for the past 5 years, but those are things that even I start implementing more in my life of, you know, not complaining about stuff and just getting the job done and doing what you need to. And even if it's helping somebody else out, even if, you know, you're dead tired and things like that. And, yeah, so I thought that was hilarious that my jaw dropped. I was like, oh, gosh, I forgot about Andrew. And you better believe I still hear about that from Andrew. Andrew still holds a grudge against
me. No, I thank you for taking, yeah, for all you've done, John. You've been a great addition to our staff.
Hey, Dave, I end up having to pick up my grandsons after he forgets them all the time, so that didn't surprise me at all. He is John Bonner. He was an assistant coach at Homestead. John, thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time.
Thank you, John.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, Dave. Congratulations, and we're going to have to go get a soda sometime.
Yeah, I'd like that.
You got it. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Demetrius Johnson is going to join us. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show. Presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, get your helmets on. Let's go, let's go.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area. It's the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores.
I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass.
Left, left, right, right.
Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan and the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside, kind of, I guess. I wish we'd be in studio, but no worries with that. Dave Keel. Hey, Coach, do you think that Dr. Means is still listening? I think he is, don't you?
Yeah, he's in there. He's in there. He's listening.
I think he is. Dr. Means, if you are, get that airline ticket to Arizona. We can't get a hold of Demetrius Johnson. We keep going to voicemail. So, Dr. Means, I talked to him for about 40 minutes the other night. In fact, in his car was a guy that I've known for a long time, moved to Arizona. Coach Vaughn is a basketball coach. He was on the staff with me over at Martin Luther. And I'm talking to Demetrius, and all of a sudden he says, "Hey, by the way, you know who's in the car with me?" I said, "No." He goes, "Coach Vaughn." I said, "You got to be kidding." So I talked another 15 minutes with him. And Demetrius was very excited. He's at a basketball tournament with his older son, with his son who's at 17. And he said, "Hey, we don't play till 1:30. 11 o'clock Central Time is perfect. And I'll be ready for the call." Well, he is not ready. That's all right. Well, you know, you and I can do this segment just fine, Coach.
No,
when
on, we'll talk with him, Mike. Let me give you a couple quick things about Demetrius. He's phenomenal. Senior year, 324 carries for like 2,200 yards or something like that.
Man.
He never got hit hard once because he always had the ability. And DeMond mentioned this. He always had the ability to take a glancing blow, never head on. But we're running a punt one time, and he's kind of jogging down. He was our personal protector, and some kid from
another school just blindsides him. The hardest hit he took all year. He comes over to the sideline, and I go, hey, Michi, you didn't see that one coming, huh? And he just shakes his head. It was just amazing. And in 99, we're heading up to Madison for the state game, and Coach Oswald mentioned, what's the offensive game plan today, Dave? I said, we're going to give to Demetrius right, Demetrius left, Demetrius up the middle. And sure enough, 32 carries, 195 yards later, he helped the Highlanders get the state championship along with great defense that day.
Coach Means, if you're listening, you can cancel that airline ticket to Arizona. Not going to have to find this young man and make him run anymore. We're now joined by Demetrius Johnson. Demetrius, Coach Means was starting to figure out what airline he was going to fly to Arizona to make you run, young man. Demetrius, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm sorry I'm running late, but got caught up with the boys. But I'm happy to be on. Coach Kill, Coach Means, hi.
Hello, hey, Demetrius. Coach Means is listening, and he did tell me he'd come get you and make you run if you didn't join us. Hey, Demetrius, let's talk a little bit about your days over at Homestead. And look, before you came on, Coach Keel just started rattling stats off about, you know, what an unbelievable football player you were. Can we talk about those days back playing for Homestead and what it was like playing for Coach Keel?
Oh, man, yes, definitely, man. It was truly a blessing. So Coach Keel, thank you, you know, from the bottom of my heart for giving me the opportunity and just really teaching me what it takes to be a man and providing life skills that I still use to this day. But, you know, like I said, being a part of that is it's something special, you know, something I will always cherish. One of the highlights of my life. And it was all made possible because of, you know, Coach Keel and really the opportunity he gave me and, you know, just trusting me, you know, from the beginning. You know, I was, what, a young boy, freshman, right, Coach Keel?
Yeah, freshman year he came on varsity. You and Andy.
Yeah, and I didn't even know if I was supposed to be there. You know, I don't know if it was set up by Coach Means, but I showed
it
up.
It was set up by Coach Means. That was Dr. Means' call right there. He said, I think we need to give this young man a look.
Right. And so
he was so right.
I'm just so happy, man, to be a part of it.
You know, hey, Mike,
go ahead.
Our good friend Coach Datka from Germantown, when Demetrius' senior year, Demetrius owned that field that night. Coach Datka's quote at the end of the game was, we couldn't have tackled that young man in a phone booth. That's the kind of game Demetrius had against Germantown that night. He was just incredibly special. But even today, I mean, he showed up 2 years ago and just was in town. He came over on Friday night and just off the top of, you know, out of the blue, just spoke to our offensive players for like 10 minutes, just talking to them about the most important things. And that's the guys next to him, the guys in the locker room. And he was just outstanding with our players. And I don't know if I ever said thank you enough for that, Demetrius, but that was just fantastic what you did. I sincerely appreciate that.
Yeah, but it started with you, Coach Keel. Seriously, to this day, even in my profession, you know, like I use the mindset of forming the culture versus just a team, you know, and that's really what you had at Homestead, and that's why that program has so much tradition. It's because of the culture that you form. And obviously, like, it starts with the leader, and I'm just, like I said, so blessed to have been able to play under you and just learn from you. And so, like I say, you've been a blessing to me, which, you know, has transpired to be a blessing to my family and these young kids that I'm trying to touch now. So, like, you've done more for me than you actually know, like, seriously.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Meech, man. It means the world to me, and to know that some of the things that we started way back in the day continue to this day. That's awesome.
Hey, Demetrius, I can't thank you enough for just a couple of minutes of your time, and I know that you're at a basketball tournament, and we're going to promote a fundraiser out in Brookfield in Germantown for the next couple of minutes of this segment, and I can't thank you enough, and it was really nice talking to you and Coach Vaughn the other day. I miss him. You know, I miss getting in the gym with him and talking basketball with him, and good luck to your son this tournament and this year for basketball, and I hope that he has a great year.
I appreciate it. Hey, Coach Keel, man, I love you. Like, I love you, and I can't thank you enough, seriously. Like, you're a great man, and
Like, you instilled so many things in my life that I will continue to pass to other kids and my family. So thank you.
I appreciate that. And the honor is all mine. And to hear what you're doing with your life and your children and everything in your life, is that you make me proud, Demetrius. And I'm incredibly proud of you, my friend.
I appreciate it.
I love you, buddy. I love you.
That's awesome. Yep. Demetrius Johnson, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Boy, I wish, you know, Coach, this show is the busiest that I've ever done. And I would love to have Demetrius on for 3 segments and Jake Davis on for 6 segments. But, you know,
I'm so proud of that young man.
Oh, boy. We have, I got to tell you this, as we reach out to Stacy, she's the owner of the Brookfield 9 Round, and her son is 8 years old, and it's his 8th birthday today. He's 8 years old today. And he is doing a fundraiser, an Alex Lemonade Stand. His name is Sawyer. And his goal was to raise $1,000 through a lemonade stand that would go to childhood cancer research. And he's hosting the stand in honor for Isla, who is a 3-year-old Wauwatosa resident that's currently fighting leukemia. And Dave, we are now joined by 8-year-old Sawyer, and he's already learned what it's like to give back and what servant leadership is as an 8-year-old. Sawyer, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. How are we doing? Did we hit that $1,500 goal yet?
Yes, we reached it and higher.
Well, you've gone higher. So now you guys have left Brookfield and you're going to do it in Germantown, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you're going to just keep working today?
Yes, sir.
Hey, sorry, do you know most people on their birthday just hang out at home and eat cake and stuff? You're working. Good for you. You're learning a very, very valuable lesson. Hey, do you have fun doing this lemonade stand? It's a good time, huh?
Yes.
Hey, what made you pick the childhood cancer research and 3-year-old Isla that are currently fighting leukemia? What made you select that charity to raise money for?
I mean, I just like being kind, and I would like to see childhood cancer go away.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, he just turned 8.
That is incredible. Hey, Mike, how can we donate to Sawyer?
You know what? And I'll get that to you. You can go. In fact, I've got it right here. You can go to Alex, A-L-E-X-S, lemonade.org, and go to Sawyer's page. And I'll, Dave, I will email this to you. And
Alex,
if you can.
Lemonade.org?
Yep. And then you go to my page, and it's 215. I'll get this to you. But if yeah, and he is now. So where in Germantown are you guys going to be, Sawyer? Are you going to be out front?
Sawyer's mom. So we're going to be at our house, which is on Whitetail Run in Germantown. We're on the very back side of the Lone Oaks subdivision. And if people want to donate to his stand online, they can simply go to alexslemonade.org and they just choose donate, and then they can actually search, and if they just search his name, Sawyer, S-A-W-Y-E-R, it'll pull up his stand.
Hey, my biggest fear is that Sawyer's going to decide he wants to do a radio show and I'm going to get fired and he's going to take my job because, yeah, you know what, Stacey, you must be so proud of him.
I am over the moon proud of him. He's and you really must great the
you have
heart.
To be. I have met Stacy. She runs. She's the new owner, her and her husband, of the 9 Round in Brookfield. If you've not done 9 Round, I'll tell you what, I'm addicted to it. It's a 30-minute workout that you forget about what's going on in the world. You get a little workout in, then you get a little warm-up in, a little boxing, put boxing gloves on, and you punch the heck out of bags, and you follow what the trainers are telling you. I don't follow it, but you should. I just do my own thing, and I get a great sweat going. Stacy, thank you so much. Good luck to Sawyer. Happy birthday to Sawyer, and I am so proud of this young man. He's handled himself on the radio better than most of my guests.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Sawyer, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Can I tell you something real quick?
You bet. Go ahead.
I'm just so happy, and I want to tell you how much money we have up together.
All right, tell me.
$2,743.
You have got to be kidding me.
Congratulations.
That's crazy.
You know what? Good for you. I'm so proud of you. And when you told me earlier during the, when we had John during the 8 o'clock hour, I said, let's get to 1500. You go, no, I'm thinking closer to 5,000. I said, you're out of your mind, Sawyer. Look at who was right. You were right, man. Good for you. Hey, Sawyer, we got to get to a break. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. I look forward to meeting you in person one day, young man.
I look forward to meeting you too.
Excellent. Sawyer, thank you so much. It's like I'm talking to one of my friends, man. Unbelievable. Let's get to a break.
Look over your shoulder.
He's taking my job, Dave. He'll be calling. Sawyer will be calling you saying, come on my show. Let's get to a break. Jason, your stepson's going to join us next and talk a little bit about what it was like playing for you and being part of that Homestead football program. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hey, welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. And before we get to Jason, just want to tell you that Wendy's has breakfast now. Yep. It's what America's going to be talking about. America's new favorite breakfast. And maybe we don't know it yet, but we're going to know it soon. We're talking fresh cracked eggs on every breakfast sandwich. Download the Wendy's app for deals on your new favorite breakfast. Man, it's awfully good. And don't forget, as we talk about a lot, if you're part of a youth sports team, any youth sports team, if you wear a uniform and you walk into any Wendy's, you'll receive a free small Frosty at Wendy's because they believe in youth sports. They believe in high school athletics. And they've been certainly part of a lot of stuff that I do here regarding youth and high school sports. Just want to thank our local Wendy's store. So our next guest, and he's, I'll tell you what, I had a chance to talk to him for quite a while, too. He's an impressive dude. And not only was he Dave's son, but he played for Dave and really good friends with Jake Davis, and they stood up in each other's weddings. And when I called Jason and said, you want to come on? He said, man, I wouldn't miss this for the world. Whatever time you need me, I'll come on. Jason Qualley, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks for a couple minutes of your time. Let's just talk. When you and I talked about Dave's career and what I think about it, you said, man, I appreciate that because he has earned every part of what he has as far as that program and that community, and the amount of love and respect that you have for him is through the roof.
No question. This is this is a great way to celebrate a race extraordinarily well run, right? What Dave has built at Homestead is just something that's just amazing. And the impact that he's had, not only in my life, which is just impossible to measure, but on the lives of just countless people that have come through that program, come through that school, that community. It's just impossible to measure the impact that Dave has had on so many people's lives. It's humbling to think about what he's meant to so many people. And I was just grateful to be a part of it.
Hey, Jason, and you know what? If you had any idea the kind of response that I've gotten, I've done this kind of show for, I think, 16 years. I've never, ever gotten my phone blown up until 11:15 last night with people saying, hey, could you tell Dave thank you? Could you tell this story? Can I be a part of it? Can I call in? How do I get Dave a message? It has been through the roof, Jason. And so when you say that, he will, you know, until he gets to heaven, he will never know how many people he has affected in such a positive way. But when you got a guy like Demetrius Johnson who came on and said, look, he wasn't afraid as a man to say, Dave, I love you. I love you because you created who I am today. And I'm carrying that on with the kids that I'm working with right now. So, Jason, I agree with you 100%.
And, Mike, let me say that, you know, as I contemplated stepping down, the first confidant I called and spoke with was Jason. He is wise well beyond his years, and he is a wonderful husband, a great father, and just to see the growth in his children, the relationship with his wife means the world to me, just like the other guests we've had, and I'm so honored to call him my son, and just love him forever and so much. Just an honor.
Hey, Jason, can I ask, I coached my son in basketball, and I didn't know until he graduated from Calvary Baptist, and I had him in studio, and we talked about, we did a father coaching their son show, and he was there, and he said, look, you don't really know, even in a small school like Calvary Baptist, what it was like sometimes to be the head, to be the coach's son. And I'm wondering how difficult that was for you at that time of your life.
Yeah, no, that's an awesome question. It's funny. We've had a number of quarterbacks on the show today, and of course I was another one of them. And you know, I've said this I don't know how many times through the years in business interviews is, you know, when you're the coach's kid, it's a little bit more pressure, right? The magnifying glass is on you a little bit more. But if Dave had not been a part of my life, if I had not had those experiences, there's just no way that I could be where I am today without it. I mean, it's just invaluable. Now let's not sugarcoat everything, right? There were tough times, but that's part of being an excellent football coach, an excellent man, is holding people accountable, even when they don't want to be held accountable, pushing people past the point where they want to be pushed, but universally being supportive and loving. And he did that not only to me, but to every guy that he coached. So it was, boy, especially, you know, I was around this program from the time I was first grade. I was the water boy. And some of these people you're bringing on, you know, gosh, I mean, these guys were idols to me. So it is just so cool to think, you know, how many people have gone through this program and now what it's become and what they've become as a result of it. So cool.
In fact, Jeff Johnson came to one of Jason's birthday parties and played quarterback for Jason and his buddies when Jason was about 9 years old or 10 years old.
That's exactly right. I sure do. I remember telling everybody we were going to Cedarburg Elementary School at that point, hey, the Homestead quarterback's coming to my birthday party. And I mean, that was pretty cool. I mean, I was a pretty popular kid in that class.
It's
autographed
really
the Nerf football for you. I remember that.
Hey, Jason, it's, you know, you think about being in first and second grade and going to bed with the Homestead jersey on, thinking about one day, you know, playing under the lights and playing for your dad and being a quarterback, or at least just, you know, being part of that. And then it happens and it goes by so quickly. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the days prior, you know, the Friday afternoon feeling, you know, those butterflies in your stomach, and then some of the things that you and Dave would talk about at home during the season? Was it hard to separate him as your coach and then have him put the father hat on?
You know, there might have been times it was hard, but they did a masterful job of that, right? I mean, it was such a unique experience for me, right? Football practice didn't end at whatever time it ended. It just kept going right on in the evening. We talk about practice and probably talk about some of the things I didn't do so well and a few of the things I did well. But it was such an amazing experience. We'd watch film together, right, and prepare for the summer. You know, it's funny. I don't know which summer it was between sophomore, junior year, maybe freshman, sophomore, something like that. Well, I had a problem taking snaps. All right, so we're going to work on that. So Dave goes out and buys this ridiculous snapping contraption machine, and I instead of me playing with my friends all summer, I get to go play with this big metal practice machine. And well, sure enough, I didn't fumble a snap after that. So I guess it was a worthwhile investment. And but it just goes to show how committed he was to me as a player, but as a son as well.
Boy, that's awesome, Dave. How was it for you as you know, coaching your son, and again, I've told people throughout the show, you're toughest on some of your quarterbacks. Was that difficult for you at that time?
We had the double whammy. Well, you know, we had Pam to kind of be the moderator, and she was always, hey, that's enough type of thing. She was really good at that, and she let me know, hey, settle down, it's time for dinner. We don't need to talk football at dinner. You know, one of those.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, like I said to Jake, it's extra pressure on Jason, being in the high school where I taught and coached, and Jason's friends, and literally never once was there ever a concern for the behavior of our son, Jason, of Jason's friends. They knew that the microscope was on their back, and they knew the big old target was on their back, and they just were, I could not be more proud of how Jason conducted himself, how Jason's friends. I mean, to this day, I'm amazed at how easy it was for me as their coach to coach them and to love them up in high school and be so darn proud of them then and even now, even more now.
Jason, I can't thank you enough. What are you doing now, and where are you? And tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life.
Sure. Yep. I'm down in Atlanta. Been in a sales business role for 16 years down here, and just putting those good lessons that I learned through the years at Homestead to practice. And as Dave mentioned, I'm a proud husband and father to two young kids that call Dave Grandpa. And boy, do they love when Grandpa visits and Grandma visits, and they're going to be pretty darn excited that Grandpa's going to have his fall a little bit more open to spend more time with Grandpa and Grandma.
And yeah, I can't wait.
I'll tell you this, Jason. When we had breakfast the other day, he talked about just that. He talked about, and I get goosebumps a little bit, he talked about just that. He said, look, you know what this is going to do? It's going to give me a chance during a time of year that I've never really been able to do it, but I'm going to be able to go see my son and see my grandkids a little bit more, and I'm so excited about it. Jason, I can tell you that I don't know about half, but at least a quarter of that breakfast, he talked about you and how proud he is of you and certainly the things that you're doing now and what a good football player you were and just a really, really good kid. So, I'm sure that as fathers, we don't tell our kids enough how proud we are of them. But, man, he adores you and the man that you become.
Well, thank you. The feeling is mutual. It's not just words. You know, what the impact Dave has had on my life is just immeasurable. And, boy, he loved me when he didn't have to, and I love him the same. And it's just a special relationship.
Jason, yep. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I really appreciate your willingness to come on, and I knew that you would jump at the chance. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Our love to Noah, Adeline, and Sherry, too.
Will do. Yep, my pleasure. Congratulations. A race well run, Dave.
That's awesome. That's just great words. We're going to get to a break. On this side of the break, Jeff McLean is going to join us, and I got to tell you, if you don't know the name, I didn't really know the name either. And then got a little information on this dude. Oh, man. He was a 99 state champion, and then he went to the Naval Academy, and he flew F-18 Super Hornets. His wife is a Homestead grad, and she's a pilot as well. And I thought I was texting the right number, and I didn't hear back from him. And last night he reached out and said, look, are you going to tell me what time? I said, I thought I was texting this number. He said, no, that's the wrong number. I said, I thought as a Navy guy, you got scared to come on the radio. He's like, yeah, whatever. So we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break. Jeff McLean is going to join us. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and we are celebrating Dave Keel's unbelievable run at Homestead. This is a man that built, again, one of the best high school football programs. I think it'll go down in the history of the state of Wisconsin. In that conversation, when people go, okay, who had the best program? And I think, you know, for years to come, guys like me will be talking about this program that he built. Our next guest, again, a 1999 state champion over at Homestead. He then was in the Naval Academy. He was a pilot. He married a pilot who was a different part of the military. I think that's hysterical to me. But Jeff McLean, Homestead grad and 99 state champion, thank you so much for a couple of minutes of your time. Jeff, how you been?
I'm great. And, you know, it's great to be here. Like you said, there's hundreds of players that would be lining up to be on this phone call to talk about how much Coach Keel shaped their lives. So it truly is a privilege to be talking to you today. So, hey, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Really appreciate it, my friend.
Absolutely. And Mike, let me mention something real quick. You mentioned best high school football program in the state. I would go beyond that and say it's one of the best high school communities in the state. Coach also coached the women's softball team. So beyond football, beyond athletics, just creating a culture of excellence, you know, all the great stuff that we talked about today, character, servant leadership, he's led this whole community for 3 decades. And so I think that's important to mention.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, when you and I talked, and I agree with you, and I was going to bring up softball, and the people that I talked to on that side were like, hey, you should do a softball show, and we'll do the same for Dave. And I go, you know, we certainly could, but I have to tell this story. Jeff, you left Homestead and you had an unbelievable career with the Naval Academy, and you worked a year in the White House, and you're now doing leadership programs with management teams from different companies throughout the country. And I said, boy, that's interesting that's what you're doing. And you said, look, other than my father, you know, the biggest mentor in my life was Coach Keel. And the things you've done is just incredible. And so he has had an impact beyond belief on your life.
I mean, without a doubt. And, you know, I've been blessed in my career at many different points, having incredible opportunities. Both my parents are incredible mentors to me, but Coach Keel is, you know, foundationally up there as the person that shaped how I view not only leadership, but how a person should act in a community, how a father should act in a family. And, you know, as you talk to all the people today, Superintendent Damon Means, Athletic Director Joel Beard, Scott Helms, Coach Jake Davis. I mean, this leadership culture and just community leader culture that he's created echoes through this whole Milwaukee area and the country, as you talk to Jason and Georgia and Demetrius out in Arizona. But yeah, a couple of things that stand out that have particularly, I wanted to try and give a particular example.
Yes.
But personal accountability and just this expectation of excellence, driving to win. So after every football game, the coaches, you know, Friday nights, Saturday morning, we'd be in there 8 o'clock, get a workout. We'd watch the game tape from the night before. Coach would have graded every single player on every single down and would tell you exactly in front of the whole team and said, you know, McLean, you missed a block. You know, Demetrius got tackled, right? But that type of personal accountability as a 15, 16, 17-year-old young man is just incredible, right? You know, when you go up to the line of scrimmage that, you know, you're going to be watching this. You're going to be held accountable, do you execute or not. And that has carried with me throughout my whole life and career. You know, as a Navy fighter pilot, it's the same thing. You know, the way we prepare for a flight, execute the mission, and then come back and debrief very particularly, owning up to your successes and failures, I learned that from Coach Keel.
Well, Coach,
I remember,
oof.
Mike asked Jeff about the time he was flying over Iraq and he needed some fuel, and the KC-135 tanker pilot happened to be someone pretty close to him.
That's
fact,
right.
I think it was
yeah.
His wife.
That's right. This was in Afghanistan, my first deployment in 2010. And yeah, my wife was my tanker pilot over Afghanistan after a combat mission. So it was a pretty special moment.
Man, two Homestead grads doing good
two
work
Homestead
for
grad.
Unbelievable.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, Jeffrey was a tight end his senior year, Mike. He had played guard his first 2 years, and he didn't like the body his shape he was developing into, so he decided to lean out. And he wasn't large enough to play guard anymore, so we moved him to tight end. So we had an extra lineman at the tight end spot. And he sadly had a broken wrist, a bone in his wrist. He played the whole season with a cast on his wrist and never complained once, just blocked like crazy for Demetrius and did a fantastic job, even with a cast on his hand, the whole season.
Hey, Jeff, it didn't surprise you earlier in the show when Dave said, hey, what's the game plan? We're going to give it to Demetrius right, we're going to give it to him left, and we're going to run him up the middle. I'm sure as a tight end, you loved hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it, you know, like Coach, it was an honor to play with Demetrius, just a special person, special player.
You.
But, you know, we had a whole team, you know, built out. Our defense on that team was the best in the state, probably one of the best the state's ever seen, you know, it was a total package. And like Andy Reneke mentioned, Demetrius mentioned, this was coming up in a culture of football at Homestead. We played together as eighth graders, and we knew marching up, you know, we had some good seasons and bad seasons along the way. but we knew what was expected of us, right? When we were going to be there, we wanted to live up to that. And that culminated in 99.
You guys set that table. You know, you set the table of excellence by winning a state championship in 99. Hey, Jeff, I can't thank you enough for your time. And you know, the time that we spent on the phone the other day, just I'm telling you, I could have spent another hour with you. And you allow me to ask some of these questions that I had about your life and some of the things you've done. And I didn't mean to give you a shot about being a Navy guy and being a little too nervous to come on the show. I was just kidding on that stuff.
Hey, no, all good. Husband, father, what a great success Jeffrey has been and continues to be. You'll just hear more and more good things about him. I'm so proud of him, like all of the young men here today.
You got
Coach,
it.
Coach, it's an honor. Thank you for everything you've done. Looking forward to more time with you.
I couldn't agree more. You bet,
Jeff. That is Jeff McLean. Thank you so much. We're going to get to a break. I'm looking forward to the next segment. Amy Wilson, Dave's daughter, is going to join us for a few minutes, and we're going to end the show with the woman who told Dave he better do this show. Pam does not want to come on. I can tell you that right now. Right now, she's listening, rolling her eyes, going, why are you making me do this, McGivern? But she will join us to end this show. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern, our next guest, and I wish we had more time with her, Amy Wilson, who is Dave's daughter. And then we're going to end the show with Pam Keel. Amy, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time. How are you today?
Absolutely. I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. You know, your dad, there's so much love and respect for him. And I just sent a text to your mom saying we'll call you in a couple minutes, that my phone's been blowing up all throughout the show with people that just want me to pass along, you know, their love and respect for your dad and the job that he's done at Homestead. You know, during the football season, what was it like having Dave Keel as your dad?
You know, it was a lot of fun. It was always a lot of fun. I loved having the opportunity to go to a high school that my dad not only taught at, but coached at. And I was always so proud to be his daughter and be able to watch him on that field.
Boy, he was good, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Man.
He's a special one.
He is definitely a special one. You know, those nights, and because they spent a lot of time deep into the playoffs and going, you know, a lot of times getting up to state, his seasons were longer than a lot of other football coaches. And I would assume that as the pressure gets, you know, deeper into the playoffs, a little bit more pressure, he's staying up a little bit later and watching tape. I'm sure as his daughter, you saw all of that.
Oh, absolutely. One of my my favorite memories as a child was lying in my Ninja Turtle sleeping bag and falling asleep on the hardwood floor with him as he watched tape long into the night. It was a fun time.
Man.
I was just going to mention that, Mike. She would sleep right in my lap, and I would be having the VCR forward and rewind and backward. And it was and there she was just sleeping away, and it was the best of all worlds, let me tell you.
Those were the days before huddle. Amy, thank you so much. I wish we had more time with you, but I want to make sure that I get to your mom for a couple of minutes. So, Amy, thank you.
Real quick, Mike, too. One of the great honors for me was coaching her up at state when I looked up at the scoreboard and said, now batting number 10, Amy Keel. She was playing for the state championship for the Highlander softball team. It was just one of my great honors being able to coach her and Jason as well.
Well, and you know what, Dave, we got to do, like, once baseball comes back around, we'll do a whole softball thing with you, because those, I'm not kidding, that group has asked, you know, what about us? And this has been an unbelievable show. As we reach out right now to get Pam on, what a great show. And I hope that you feel the love and respect that so many people have. And when you get people saying, look, he has no idea the amount of student athletes and athletes and just students from this community that he has guided and taught so many life lessons. And I hope that you'll go back and listen to this, Dave.
I will. Thanks. Hey, Mike, before we talk to Pam, can I give a quick shout out to a couple of folks?
Of course.
You heard Jeff Johnson mention Pastor Fryer. He really was a dear friend of ours who was a spiritual motivation for our players, a phenomenal man who went to be with the Lord a couple of years ago, and he's just a special, special dear friend.
I worked for 8 years for John Brody. He was a head coach of the Highlanders before me. He was my mentor. Jim Shara, who still coaches to this day, 49 years coaching freshmen, mostly at the high school. There's a saint. Talk about coaching freshmen. Holy smokes. Dick Miller, a Marine, tremendous role model for me. Fantastic coach, Coach JV, just a tremendous man. And Pat Curran, my mentor in softball, who is a dear friend. There's so many coaches over the years. It's not one coach. It's just hundreds of them who are all tremendous. And I, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank all of them for the impact that they've had on our program, the impact they've had on my life, our family's life. And just thank you to those men who volunteer for the most part their time to help youngsters be successful.
And, you know, Dave, when we put this together, you know, I said, look, we've got to either go players or some of the coaches and faculty and staff that you sent me a list. I said, Dave, unless we do a 12-hour show, I can't do this. So that, you know what, I hope those guys understand and aren't mad at me for not getting them on, but understand we went this way. And I wanted to save the last couple of minutes. You heard just about everybody that came on talk about her and say thank you to her, because she's by your side, and coaches' wives, they're in a tough position, Dave. They don't get any of the glory when you get all the wins. And when there's something that goes wrong, people look at them and they feel it. And I just want to thank Pam Keel for allowing me to do this show. And I hope I did her proud. Pam, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Mike?
I am doing good. There is so much love and respect for your husband and the work that he's done. Pam, have you noticed that very seldom has any of these guys talked about, you know, the formation or, you know, this play or that play? They all have gone above and beyond to say, look, it wasn't just football that Dave, that you taught me.
It was wonderful. It was so wonderful hearing from everybody. I'm going to try really hard to get through this without crying.
It's Pam, it's okay.
It was a wonderful day. Thank you very much. The families, the coaches, the players. It's been a wonderful 31 years, and I really want to thank everybody for that wonderful show.
Hey, Pam, how much did you enjoy Friday nights? Did you enjoy going over to those games? Was that something that you enjoyed, or did you get nervous, or what were you like game day?
I think a combination of everything. You know, exciting, very nervous at times. It was just a wonderful time as I look back now. I a lot of times walked in the back of the stadium because I couldn't stand watching what was happening. We had, for years, everybody to our house after the games because our children were young and we would just come over here. And I will always treasure all those memories.
Hey, Pam, I always wanted to know what my kids were like when they couldn't smell my cologne, right? When I'm not in the car with them. Well, you know what? The way Jason talked and the way Amy, and I wish I could have had a few more minutes for Amy, the way they talked about Dave and about you and being part of this family and being part of that school and that program, I would be so proud of them if they were my kids.
I am extremely proud of our children, my husband, Homestead Football, the community, everybody. It has been a wonderful time in our lives. And we will always treasure it. And now it's time for a whole new phase.
It is, and we've got 1 minute left, Pam. So thank you so much. I appreciate you and the words and the things that we were able to do on this show with your help. Thank you so much. Hold hands with him now. Yeah, all during the fall, you get to hold hands.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I knew Pam was the perfect wife when I got the job, and we played on Saturday afternoons, and she was busy cooking pancakes for the whole team Saturday morning for our pregame meal. So her and the parents would be baking up pancakes for the players. I mean, she was all in from day one and has been all in till day, whatever number day that was. And she's been the rock behind Coach without any doubt. I love her tremendously, and she's been just incredibly special and supportive, win or lose.
Thank you so much, guys. We got to get out.
Thank you so much.
Pam, you're welcome. You and I and our spouses, Pam, we're going to dinner soon. Dave, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Thanks for listening to what's been one of the best shows I've ever done, I think. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.